relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
My engineer Leroy is convinced that Boris Epstein only comes for the A and B segments so he can hear the intro that Leroy made. I don't blame him. I mean, it really is spine-tingling stuff, right, Boris?
Leroy's got it. It's on point. That's why I'm here.
Did you get the copy last time?
I did. I've been working out to it. Or at least, or listening to it when I pretend to work out. Whichever one you choose to believe.
It's that time of week. I felt like you were here yesterday, Boris. It's crazy. He's Boris Epstein. Yes. Follow him on Twitter, Boris EP. Super easy. Chief political commentator for the Sinclair Broadcast Group, and his daily briefing is breakfastwithboris.com. My former colleague from the Trump White House, special assistant to the president, and also a man who knows his political game. We have so much we could cover, but let's have some fun before we get serious.
Let's do it.
Representative Swalwell declared his presidential candidacy for the Democrat Party on the Stephen Colbert Show. Isn't that appropriate, Boris Epstein?
Who?
Bingo! Yes, indeed. Does he really believe? Seriously. Swalwell, who wants to nuke the gun owners of America, this joke of a man who still believes the president is a Russian agent. This man thinks he's going to be president. Comedy show is the right place to declare, no?
Congressman Swalwell's got big ideas, I guess, and that big idea is that he's going to go and become president of the United States, and maybe his solution to things is going to nuke Americans so he doesn't like health care. I'm not sure where he gets it. I think the perception in Democrat politics right now is if you have a name and
if you've got a pulse in your breathing,
you should be running.
You should be a candidate.
They've got Mayor Buttigieg, who now is the new darling. He's a mayor of South Bend, Indiana, who used to say very nice things, by the way, about former governor of Indiana, our vice president, Mike Pence. But now Mayor Pete, of course, has to say nasty things about the vice president because he needs a straw man to continue to play the victimhood card. And, you know, that's his choice. That works in Democrat politics.
Isn't this going to be fun the next 19 months? It's going to be insane on the Democrat side. It truly is going to be a circus, isn't it, Boris Epstein?
Circus is one way to put it. You're very kind today. You're very nice.
What's a better word?
Dumpster fire.
Okay.
Okay?
With some clowns dancing around it.
It's a disaster. and it's great for us to be looking into it and seeing what's happening.
I don't know if there are any Democrats listening, but what if a Democrat came up with some reasonable policy recommendations? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be... then the whole spotlight... I mean, they try to destroy them. But if somebody came up and said, yeah, let's do something a little bit old school Democrat, like 1960s Democrat, then there'd be some interesting events occurring, no?
Well, that's an interesting point you're making. So a Democrat who has not yet jumped in but is rumored to be considering it is Terry McAuliffe, the former governor of Virginia. After the current governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, went out and talked about killing babies, the late-term abortion, yes. That horrible bill.
We call him the Butcher of Richmond.
Okay, that is quite apt. So after that, Terry McAuliffe came out and said, you know, I'm against late-term abortion. Now, a couple months later, he got, I guess, got some flack from the mainstream now Democrats. Yeah. And now he's coming out and saying, you know what, we should have no restriction on abortion. Which, again, later, I have a beautiful baby boy. I saw his heartbeat at about 12 weeks. You're not going to tell me that late-term abortion. We have, I know friends who have had their children after 20-some weeks. So there's no way to say that late-term abortion is not murder.
Right.
It is. But here's an example of somebody who could be down the middle. Terry McAuliffe is an old Clinton-like politician,
yes, right,
who has had some sensible pro-business ideas in Virginia.
Pragmatist.
Right. But he's gotten attacked from the left, and now he's being pulled there. Even your favorite, your number one ideal candidate, Joe Biden, okay, Joe.
Creepy Joe.
Joe went out there and said, Vice President Mike Pence is a quote-unquote decent guy.
And then?
The left got all in a panic, and they made him retract that statement.
What does that tell you about the Democrat Party? One of the most... I don't know your experience. You can share it with us. In the White House, my experience was with the vice president, probably one of the most decent people in the building.
100%.
When I would bump into him more than anybody else of cabinet level. And every time I bumped into him on a daily basis, he'd stop. It wouldn't be a hi, Seb. It would be a meaningful interchange. He'd ask him some advice. And every time it was a genuine individual. And this man, Biden, has to apologize for saying something nice about him. That's the left, isn't it, Boris?
Not only is the vice president someone who, when we worked there, was the person who would stop and talk to you and discuss strategy and ideas and, yes, take advice. He's still that person. I saw him last week when we talked about this, when I was at the White House.
Right.
I ran into him, and he stopped, and we had a great conversation about everything that was going on, about the First Step Act that was being celebrated, but also about China and other issues. The vice president is one of the kindest, smartest, most decent. Human being.
Right.
He's a truly decent human being.
Right.
And that's one thing that Joe Biden actually said right, but then he didn't have the backbone to stand up for his own comment and had to back away. But I guess the Democrats prefer the Green New Deal, getting rid of air travel, rebuilding all the buildings in America. By the way, how is Maisie Hirono, Senator Hirono from Hawaii, doing with that whole getting rid of air travel?
I don't think she's resolved that issue of how we get to Hawaii.
Going to be very difficult.
Right.
Going to be very difficult. It is.
They have canoes. You can use canoes.
Or maybe they'll just walk on water. It's in all seriousness, it is so sad what the Democrat Party has become.
I wonder if you're an old school Democrat. You know, a Scoop Jackson, JFK kind of Democrat, or even a Clinton era, because Bill, I'm not a fan of Bill, but that word we used earlier, he was a pragmatist. He wasn't a loony.
Right.
If you're one of those people who voted for Bill and sees yourself as, you know, a patriot, you like America, but you're interested in more social issues, welfare nets, whatever, how do you relate to the Democrat Party of today?
It's left them behind. I did a segment just last week, a couple of days ago, on Joe Biden. And whatever, we could all talk about Joe's personal habits and how he is overly familial. But what this shows, the kneecapping of Joe Biden, the organized attack, the organized, really denigration of Joe Biden, it shows is that the Democrat Party has left him behind. And with him, it's left behind the Clinton folks. I mean, the Democrats proved that in 08. They didn't want Hillary Clinton. They barely wanted her in 16.
Well, that's why the Clinton Foundation is dissolved.
Right.
Because it's irrelevant.
No more money to give, no more access to get for it, right? So it's the Democratic Party of today is much more the party of Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and then all these people who are running for president, including apparently Congressman Swalwell, apparently Congressman Tim Young.
Meh, Buttigieg.
Come on, be right. It's Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Peter Buttigieg.
Making him sound like a judge makes him more serious.
I'm not Buttigieg. He is a mayor.
Okay.
Of South Bend, Indiana.
Therefore, he should be president.
He's running for president now. And it's a big emotional situation where everybody's very excited about it. The press is a flutter.
Isn't it hilarious? I mean, how do you take people like Beta Beto seriously? I mean, we haven't even mentioned him.
Oh, my God.
I mean, people take him seriously.
Look at the
his
week.
Waving arms.
Look at the week this guy's had.
Right.
First, he compares the Trump administration to the Third Reich. Let me tell you this. I come from a family where we had people get slaughtered in the Holocaust. To compare this administration that is caring, uplifting, and loving to the Third Reich is disgusting. He should have stepped down right there. And I saw your tweet on that, by the way. He forgot to mention all the countries in the Middle East who banned Jews from traveling there.
Yes. On this administration and what people have said about it, we have a rather interesting audio cut from none other than President Clinton's daughter, which we will play in the next segment for Boris Epstein of the Sinclair Media Group, chief political commentator. Follow him at Boris EP and also breakfastwithboris.com. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast, on more than 300 stations, affiliates, and sundry platforms, including, yes, iTunes, podcast, look for America First. I'm Seb Gorka, and we are streaming audio and video at sebgorka.com. Our number, 833-33-GORKA. As former strategist to the president, I know the threats to America's electrical grid are very real. Your money and investments are managed electronically. No electricity means no access to your bank accounts, stocks, or IRAs. That's why you must have physical wealth on hand at all times, especially gold and silver. So I recommend you call my friends at Midas Gold Group. Midas is a second-generation, veteran-owned company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Midas offers strategies and solutions, not sales pitches. They can show you how to convert an IRA or 401k into physical gold with zero tax consequences. Call now and get a free copy of Midas Gold Group's eye-opening report on the 10 threats to your finances exclusively for you, my America First listeners. Call Midas Gold Group now at 480-360-3000. Don't wait until another disaster strikes. Call now, 480-360-3000.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are turning them off and turning on Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News Show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
Are there some physical activities that you no longer partake in because they're too painful, such as playing golf or easily walking downstairs, hiking, or even sleeping peacefully through the night? Relief Factor wants to get you out of pain. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of listeners by reducing and at times even eliminating their daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, mine included. Over a month ago, I started taking Relief Factor, and within weeks, it had resolved a lower back pain issue for me, which is now gone. Pete and Seth Talbot are the father and son team behind Relief Factor and the 3-week quick starter pack that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com. See the testimonials from folks all over the country who are getting their lives back with Relief Factor. Over 70% of those who try it, continuous customers. Why not be the next Relief Factor success story? Go now to ReliefFactor.com.
Business owners, the strongest selling proposition is to get your customer into your store in front of your product. Now you can do that digitally everywhere with Salem Surround. Digital marketing that puts your products and services on people's computers, tablets, and mobile phones everywhere. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers. Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Okay, guys, first person to identify that music at info@sebgorka.com gets all of my books signed. Louder. Do it now. info@sebgorka.com. A blast from the past. When I need a little bit of energy, that's the track I play. No spoilers. No spoilers. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, and I want to know, have you ordered your MyPillow from my friend Mike Lindell? Come on. He sold 44 million of them. They're the best. But now, his Giza Dream Sheets. Finest Egyptian cotton. He guarantees you will never sleep on something this good. Go to MyPillow.com now or call 800-829-8468. That is 800-829-8468 for 30% off and free shipping, but only if you use my secret code, G-O-R-K-A. Go to MyPillow.com and type in Gorka. We are with Boris Epstein, Boris EP on Twitter. He has the Daily Brief, breakfastwithboris.com. He is the senior.
Chief.
I'm trying to learn it. Chief. Political.
Commentator.
At Sinclair. Sinclair Media Group. You discussed just before the break this disgusting commentary by Beta Beto O'Rourke, comparing this administration to the Third Reich, truly heinous. He's not the only one who's fallen into this unbelievable narrative. Let's listen to the daughter of one of America's presidents. Chelsea Clinton on the Seth Meyers show had this to say about the administration that both of us worked for. Cut seven.
Are you constantly taken aback, however, by exactly how chaotic this one seems?
Yes.
Okay.
And by the new levels of cruelty that this administration seems to find, whether it's with the children being separated from their families at the border, or it's with the Endangered Species Act, which had never really been controversial before.
Yeah.
I mean, passed like pretty unanimously, signed by President Richard Nixon, of all people. Yet, like, Trump has made this controversial, too.
So they like to kill children after they're born, but this administration shows unprecedented levels of cruelty, Boris.
Well, actually, the first thing that struck me is that Chelsea Clinton talked about how there's unprecedented chaos in this administration. And you did mention at the top that she is the daughter of a president. Now, just so your listeners remember,
historic perspective.
Which president was it?
Was it Reagan?
No.
Was it Nixon?
It was not.
Was it Bush?
No.
Who's left?
It was Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
But her other parent was never president.
And will she ever be president?
In her mind, maybe. but most likely not. So it's pretty rich for Chelsea Clinton to talk about how chaotic this administration is. Her dad got impeached.
Yeah, for perjury.
Okay, so let's just take it easy.
I thank you for reminding us. It's truly, we kind of skip over that. This is a man who lied on oath about having sex in the White House.
So it was sexual relations, I guess.
Oh, sorry. What does is mean?
Was the exact. So I'm just saying, you know, the whole, let's just not throw stones when we're living in the most glass house of all time, Chelsea Clinton, okay?
Like, that's just shards of glass all over the Oval Office.
The country was plunged into chaos because of certain of her father's actions. And then her mom decided that she could keep a separate server, and, you know, the whole email thing, and just forget the
classified, smashified
process.
Right,
okay,
right,
so
right,
okay,
right.
So let's just that's the source.
Thank you, Boris, for keeping it real.
I always keep it real. Okay, so that's the source. Now, that's Chelsea Clinton, okay, where she's coming from. Now what she's talking about, the policies at the border are Obama policies.
Yeah.
Okay? The Endangered Species Act, the president actually has come out and said that he's going to make sure that endangered species continue to be protected.
Right.
These are just talking points.
Yes.
She's just using empty talking points, just like when they lie and they say that the president said that white supremacists are good people. He never said that.
No.
He never said that. CNN perpetuated that lie. Others perpetuated the lie. He never said that. He said that there are good people wanting to keep some statues in place. But then he specifically said that white supremacists and neo-Nazis should always be condemned.
Disavow them completely. Right.
Said that specifically. Yet the left, including your other favorite candidate. Joe Biden's not a candidate yet. So you're only... Right, current favorite candidate.
Who are all these favorites?
Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke.
Oh,
Bobby Francis. So he's your favorite right now. I know you're talking. You're tweeting about him.
Well, look, if he's my favorite, then I think your favorite congressperson is Ilhan Omar.
I mean,
Is it that time of the week for our Ilhan Omar update?
You know what? The whole Ilhan Omar thing would be funny if it weren't really scary for a Jewish American. Okay,
we have to go.
But let's have some.
Let's go there. Let's play audio. Very short audio clip that's just surfaced on the internet of Ilhan Omar with a peculiar interpretation of what happened on that sunny Tuesday morning on 2001 September the 11th. Cut four.
CARE was founded after 9/11. Because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Some people did something on 9/11. Is that how you describe it as an American?
That is not how I describe it as an American. You should never refer to 9/11 lightly. 9/11 is probably that and Pearl Harbor are the two worst moments in this country's history. People perished. I was in D.C. on that horrible day looking out into the Pentagon. Ilhan Omar should be more thoughtful with what she says. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, if it were another representative, another congressman or woman who said that, you'd probably cut him or her a break. Say, well, you know, maybe they just misspoke or their communications professionals are horrible.
But in this case,
this falls into this long narrative. I mean, her just last week talking about how it's oppressive to feel in this country, to paraphrase, how the things she said about Jews and how it's all about the Benjamins and how
the evil state of Israel
hypnotized people. And by the way, again, I know we made Joe, but Bobby Francis in the last week saying that Benjamin Netanyahu is racist. What is he even thinking? Benjamin Netanyahu has been a great friend to the United States,
the most inclusive nation. If you go there, you will see it as the most inclusive nation in the Middle East.
Of course, it's the only real democracy in the Middle East. There's no two ways about
it. Talk about anything. Talk about ethnic groups. Talk about diversity, sexual preference. The only place you can live in freedom is, in fact, Israel.
Well, there's Muslims are in the Knesset, right?
Right. So in the Parliament of Israel.
In the Parliament of Israel. Right. Do you think that there are a lot of Jews in the ruling bodies of other Middle Eastern countries?
Or are they allowed into those countries?
So these candidates, these elected officials the Democrats are putting forward, either A, have no idea about what's really happening.
Or, as you said, it's just talking points.
Or scarier, even, they do know what's happening. And it's an organized attack against Israel. And it's an organized negativity against the Jewish people.
Yeah. I think, sadly, it's possibly the latter.
Is it?
I don't know. It just seems, there seems to be a mob mentality. Right. I don't believe in conspiracy theories. There's no central whatever. But there's this kind of hive, kind of Borg mob mentality. And if they're not getting centralized talking points, then this is their reflex. This is their racist reflex reaction.
That's right.
We've been talking to Boris Epstein. He is the chief political commentator of Sinclair Broadcast
Group.
You got it there.
Perfect.
Took me a month, but I got there. And we can follow him at Boris EP on Twitter or breakfastwithboris.com. Thank you for joining us. And by the way, Chuck, you nailed it. It was the Avengers. So you get your signed books. More with America First and me, your host, former strategist to the president, Sebastian Gorka.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time.
life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer four quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
Lowe's knows you'll do spring right by saving on everything you need to get your garden growing. We do it right, too, with incredible deals to help you save during our Spring Black Friday sale, like Bonnie Vegetable and Herb Plants, 4 for $10. And for a clean-looking landscape, pick up 5 bags of Scott's Mulch for just $10. Whatever's on your spring to-do list, hurry in and save during our Spring Black Friday sale. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid on Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details. U.S. only.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire Infrared Grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now, wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire Infrared Grill will be at 1,000 degrees in 3 minutes. That's right, just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great-tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire Infrared Grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire Infrared Grills also enhance fish, chicken, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Solaire Infrared at BestHotGrill.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
I have to say, I'm impressed, Chuck. How fast did he email that in? The segment started at, 21, and he got it at 4:22. Speedy! That's why you deserve your prize. It was the Avengers, the original Avengers with Patrick McNee, the man who could have made a very cool James Bond, but he was fine as Steed, one of the leads in the Avengers. What a lot of fun Boris was. Boris was on fire. Let's go to your calls. 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. What are you voting for if you're voting for the Democrats? I'd like to hear either side of the aisle answer that question. But first, let's go to Frank in Los Angeles on line 4. Welcome to America First, Frank.
Hey, Dr. G, how you doing?
Very well, better than I deserve.
Oh, great. So I have a question or a statement pretty much about these leaks you know, they say the anonymous sources, leaks coming out of the Mueller report and all that sort of stuff.
Uh-huh.
The mainstream media have been pushing these anonymous source leaks for, you know, the better part of 3 years, and most of it turns out not to be true.
Yes.
So my question is, what do you think of this, that there is actually no anonymous source? These journalists are just making this crap up to, you know, peddle their narrative.
I think you're right. I think I've told this story before. I told it to the audience in Dallas last week. I'll never forget. It was maybe week 4 or week 5 of the Trump administration, and I came into the West Wing. It was 7 a.m. as I normally did, and I found Steve Bannon and Reince Priebus. So there was a kind of communal office area between Steve's private office and Reince's, kind of two doors down from the Oval. And I can't come in one morning and I find Steve and Reince guffawing, I mean, holding their bellies, laughing with Steve with the whole of the Times or the Washington Post unfurled in front of the desk. And they were just laughing at each other and pointing. And they were saying, oh, so I'm supposed to hate you today. I thought you hated me. And they were just laughing at what was being reported. And I tell you, personal experience, I was in the room when a given issue, a policy issue, was being discussed and a decision was being taken. And then I'd find out the next day, less than 24 hours later, in the mainstream, quote unquote, media, in the newspapers, on the websites, there'd be a report from unnamed sources about that flipping meeting and that issue. And the reporting was literally, Frank, diametrically 180 degrees the opposite of what was said in the room and what was decided. And not once, not twice, 9 out of 10 times, the coverage was utterly bogus. So you nailed it. And I think that's what you see with the fact that this president, Donald Trump, is at a 51% approval rating, 2 points above President Obama at the same term in his first administration, despite 92% negative coverage. Frank, does that tell you that the average American gets it, whether or not they have an Antipodean accent or not?
Well, I think they do. And you know, obviously with the CNN ratings gone, you know,
yes,
through the floor, I think people are starting to wake up and really realize that, you know, it's just, they're just peddling trash.
Yeah, I think you're right, Frank, and I think it bodes well for 2020, especially when you see what the Democrats are doing. Thank you, Frank, for calling. Great call. Let's jump to line 2. Jeff, Houston, Texas. Welcome to America First.
Good afternoon, Dr. Gorka. You guys were talking about England about an hour ago. I've been wanting to ask you what exactly comprises the special relationship. I have two prime ministers and equal, they're opposite numbers in the United States last century only. I don't think it's an ongoing thing. I think there's been a lot of difficulties, especially after World War II with some horrible governments in England.
Yeah.
And bad presidents on this side. But that's where I see it. I wanted to see what you would, how you thought, how you
think about it. Thanks. Thanks, Jeff. Look, it's a traditional understanding that we might have ceded from the British Empire with our Revolutionary War, but because of our common ancestry, our traditions, our shared values as part of what Churchill called the English-speaking nations, the English-speaking world, there is a special relationship. If you look at Lend-Lease at the beginning of World War II, if you look at intelligence cooperation between the UK and Washington, there was a special relationship. But I think your point is taken, Jeff. It has been strained to the point of potential collapse. We see a lack of leadership in London, and we see potentially the British intelligence services helping Obama spy on candidate and then President Trump. So the special relationship may be dead or need reevaluation. More of your calls on 833-33-GORKA. Great calls as usual. That's 833-334-6752. But first, a word of thanks to my friends Pete and Seth Talbot. They are the father and son team behind Relief Factor. They are committed to relieving the pain of you, dear listener. If you have daily aches, daily pain that prevent you from doing something you love doing, whatever it is, hiking, riding a bicycle, for me, it was kneeling down without pain at Mass every Sunday, then you need to try their product. It's completely pharmaceutical-free. It's utterly natural, no side effects. It's made of omega-3, resveratrol, curcumin, and epimedium.
It attacks inflammation at the source, and tens of thousands of listeners are getting daily relief from these little four capsules you take in the morning and the four capsules you take at night. Go to relieffactor.com, see the testimonials from across the country. The three-week quick starter pack that can get you on the road to daily pain relief is $19.95, less than $20. Go to relieffactor.com. Be the next success story. You owe it to yourself. What have you got to lose? $19.95, relieffactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. More of your calls coming up. Violent crime is a sad reality today. Are you prepared to do what it takes to protect you and your family? If you are, you need to train with Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility. Through my personal relationship with its founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, believe it, it's true. Go to frontsight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to get $2,000 worth of four-day defensive handgun training absolutely free of charge. No hidden catches. Enter frontsight.com/G-O-R-K-A. After your first course at Frontsight, you'll leave with more skills than 99% of the gun-owning public. Guaranteed. But you must act fast before all the free courses are gone. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/Gorka. That's G-O-R-K-A. See you at Frontsight.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Imagine your increase in sales with your web at the top of search engines getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest ideas that could dramatically grow your profits. Getting your website at the top of search engines is a process that takes unusual expertise. Our team can help you achieve. In fact, we can put all your digital marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your digital marketing suite. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
Just some incredible stories out there. Great calls. We'll get to Russ in a second in Louisville, Kentucky. But first, if you're over 50 and you're not a member of AMAC, you should be. Unlike the AARP, they stand for American values. They stand for the values that matter to you. Membership brings all kinds of benefits. And most important of all, they're not going to spend your money on things you disagree with, just like the AARP does. It is absolutely silent or acquiescent on the crazy things the Democrats are doing. Go now to GorkaForAMAC.com. That is GorkaForAMAC.com. Or if you prefer, you can just call them 855-624-4824. That's 855-624-4824. 1.7 million Americans have already joined. Be part of the White Hats. Join the winning team.
the stakes could not be higher, my friends. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. A couple of things I want to share with you before we get to your calls. It's truly stunning. You know the ACLU, supposed to fight for your civil liberties? They have just issued, I guess they think they're the State Department. They've issued a travel advisory for people of color going to, not Yemen, not Somalia, but Florida. Yes, Florida. Quote, they state that you are at risk of having your constitutional rights violated by anti-sanctuary city legislation. Hang on a second. Anti-sanctuary city legislation. Compare that to constitutional rights. Who are you talking about, ACLU? Are you talking about illegal aliens who might get in trouble if anti-sanctuary city legislation is brought by the new governor of Florida? Whose side are you on? Are you on the side of American citizens, which is why you were founded? Or are you on the side of people who are here illegally and shouldn't be here because they're breaking the law? I wonder what the Reverend Martin Luther King would think of your decision to be on the side of criminals. A little bit more lighthearted, although another piece of evidence for Trump derangement syndrome. Alec Baldwin has gone to social media to ask you whether he should run for president. No, it's not a joke. The comedian, if you think he's funny, the actor who has fallen far from what he did back in the 1980s and 90s. I mean, Red October was a good movie, but I think that Alec Baldwin has disappeared. He wants to know whether you think he should run for president, because as he says, it would be easy for him to beat Donald Trump. What is it Harrison Ford says in one of these Star Wars movies? I go away for a little bit and come back, and everybody has delusions of grandeur. Yes, indeedy. Let's go to line one. Ross in Louisville, Kentucky. Welcome to America First.
How you doing, Dr. Gorka?
Very well.
I just wanted to say that I am a lifelong Democrat and been strong in the labor movement. And I can't honestly see anything that anybody who's running and could possibly be on the Democratic ticket that I could vote for any of them based on what they told me they would do.
So who are you going to vote for, Russ?
I am going to vote for Donald Trump, and I'll be honest, I'm sometimes scared to let my friends know. But
okay, let me ask you something. What tipped you? What was it that your party did that made you say, I'm sorry, I can't support this anymore?
There's so much of it. It's hard to right now.
Let me try it this way. When did you decide that? Was it the last 2 years, the last 2 weeks? When did that kind of realization come to you, Russ?
Well, to be quite honest, it came just before the last election. And to be honest with you, I voted for Trump then as well, but I'm still a registered Democrat.
So have you told any of your Democrat friends who you voted for?
I don't remember telling anybody, but I guess it's time to come out of the closet, I guess.
Do you have any sense that anybody around you who's a Democrat is coming to the same conclusion that you are?
What I find most compelling is the people, the vast majority of the people I know are great people and good family men, good grandfathers, and go to church and involved in their churches. And yet they are fervent Democrats and don't seem to be swaying.
Really? After the last 2 years?
Me.
After the last 2 years?
Yeah, it is crazy, and I don't understand it. And I know they're good people down deep, But they appear to believe all this rhetoric that, I mean, when I do talk to one or two and they say, well, they can't believe I would vote for somebody like Donald Trump who lies all the time. And I said, show me somewhere where they lied. And they grab their laptops and they spend 5-10 minutes. They say, well, I'll find it eventually. And they never come up with something that he's lied about. They only come up with the repeating of the innuendo.
Right. Russ, let me ask, you've only got a few seconds left. Sure. Give me your take as an American citizen, as a taxpayer, about what do you think of the last 2 years under Donald Trump?
I think the last 2 years have been great, except for the Congress, you know, thwarting everything that he's trying to do. But what he's done has been great. I mean, I'm 71 years old, and I've never seen a president, and I voted for every one that I've been able to. I've never seen one come across and finished what they said they would start.
Wow, Russ, I can't make a decision for you, but if you come out of the closet, you may convince other Democrats to do the same and stand for the truth. Stay on the line. You're going to get a signed copy of my book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. That's the Trump effect. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, and this is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer 4 quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's ETHOS. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
If you thought the insanity could not increase, Daily Wire, Hank Berrien. So it's not bad enough that he was accused, a man who actually admitted in front of Congress he was a virgin in high school and for most of college, but the Democrats said he was a serial gang rapist. It's not enough that they put Justice Kavanaugh through that. The students at George Mason University have decided that even though a class taught by Supreme Court Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh will be held in England, they still want him fired because they feel unsafe. What do you say? This is the bitter fruit of the identity politics victimhoodology of the Democrat Party. He wants to teach in England, but the students here want him fired. Okay, I'm just going to go to your calls. Insanity, crazy. Line four, Jody, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
I have a question for you. Going back to your discussion previously about Omar and the anti-Semitism, why is there not more uproar from the Jewish American population and members of Congress about the statements and all the hate-filled language that they're using?
Yeah, wonderful question.
I don't understand it.
Well, look, a handful of congressmen have gone to the mat. Lee Zeldin, a regular guest of this show, who from the 1st Congressional District of New York, Jewish American himself, has called out the anti-Semitism that the Democrat Party has embraced institutionally. When it comes to the Jewish community writ large, look, there's a very disturbing trend line in the last 70 years, and we've discussed it with our Orthodox guests here on the show, such as Jeff Balaban and others. There seems to be a default setting. The Orthodox community is very conservative. The majority of them voted for President Trump. But the rest of the Jewish community seems to be rather secular and have, for decades and decades, almost with automaticity, voted for the Democrat Party. Jody, I really, really can't answer that question for you, but I'd like to hear callers help me answer it. If you're a member of the Jewish community, if you're not Orthodox, if you're brought up in a more secular household, you tell us why there seems to be a total lock-in for the Democrats, despite the fact that they've embraced anti-Semitism and they are the party today of anti-Israeli rhetoric. Call us, 833-33-GORKA. Tell us why this is the case, because it makes no sense. 833-334-6752 is our number here on America First, the Salem Radio Network, ReliefFactor.com studios coast to coast. You can watch us live video streaming at SebGorka.com, SebGorka, which is also my Twitter handle, SebGorka. And you can write to us info@SebGorka.com. So much more to discuss. And Lara Logan in studio next.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.